This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea test-fired a new, smaller ballistic missile from a submarine, state media confirmed Wednesday. Analysts said the move could be aimed at more quickly fielding an operational missile submarine. The statement from state media came a day after South Korea's military reported it believed North Korea had fired a submarine-launched ballistic missile, an SLBM, off its east coast, the latest in a string of North Korean missile tests. A Syrian military official says two bombs attached to a bus carrying troops in the capital Damascus have exploded, killing 14 people and wounding others. The attack early Wednesday was the deadliest in Damascus in years and a rare event since government forces in 2018 captured suburbs formerly held by insurgents in Syria's decade-long conflict. State TV showed footage of the charred bus in central Damascus, saying the Wednesday morning blasts occurred during rush hour when people were heading to work and school. The United Nations says at least 350,000 people have been killed during a civil war that started a decade ago. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow regretted the absence of U.S. officials from international talks on Afghanistan with the Taliban Wednesday. The United States said it would not join this round of talks in the Russian capital due to technical reasons, but planned to do so in the future. Russia's initiative in hosting the talks and rallying aid for Afghanistan is part of an effort to boost its influence in the region after the United States withdrew its forces from Afghanistan and the Taliban seized power in August. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 46 people have died and several are missing after floods triggered by heavy rains hit the northern Indian state of Uttarakhand. Rescuers worked through the night to retrieve bodies stuck in debris and to evacuate those in vulnerable areas. The hilly state has seen incessant rains for the past 3 days, flooding roads, destroying bridges, and causing landslides in which several homes were washed away. The Indian Meteorological Department says the rains are likely to recede Wednesday, but warns of heavy downpours in the country's northeastern and southern regions. The World Health Organization says there has been a 7% rise in new coronavirus cases across Europe last week. It's the only region in the world where cases increased. The UN Health Agency said in its weekly assessment of the pandemic, released late Tuesday, that there were about 2.7 million new COVID-19 cases and more than 46,000 deaths last week. Those figures are similar to the numbers reported the week before. Coronavirus cases have jumped in Europe for the third consecutive week, with about 1.3 million new ones. Facing a surge of seriously ill COVID-19 patients, the head of an intensive care unit at a Moscow hospital says the situation could easily have been avoided if more Russians were vaccinated. With only about a third of Russia's 146 million people fully vaccinated, the country has hovered near or over 1,000 reported deaths per day for weeks. Russia's death toll is now 225,325, by far the highest in Europe, even though most experts agree even that figure is an undercount. The European Parliament awarded its annual Human Rights Prize to jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny Wednesday for his efforts to change President Vladimir Putin's grip on power. Navalny was poisoned in August 2020 by what Western nations said was a nerve agent. The 45-year-old is serving a 2.5-year sentence for parole violations he calls trumped up. The European Union has imposed sanctions on Russian officials over Navalny's poisoning and imprisonment. Britain's Queen Elizabeth canceled a planned visit to Northern Ireland Wednesday and will rest for the next 2 days on advice from doctors, Buckingham Palace said today. The palace did not say why the Queen had been told to rest, though it said the 95-year-old monarch was in good spirits and looking forward to visiting Northern Ireland in the future. She is the world's longest reigning monarch. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. VOA News.